this is an individual who is largely an unknown quantity. I think it's safe to say that most of the rest of the country has not heard of Sarah Palin. Is that good or a bad thing if you're John McCain's campaign?
Well, it's got both elements to it. Some of the names that were thrown around weren't exactly household names, but hers is one that's virtually unknown in the lower 48 anyway. On the one hand, that means that the campaign gets to define her afresh, and certainly the public and the media are going to be interested in who she is and how to define her. But I think the downside to it is that any of the other running mates that were talked about came into the race with more familiarity with the public and more stature. Her big issue is going to be introducing herself and also convincing the public that she has the strengths as a candidate that vice presidential nominees normally have.
Virtually the only thing I know about Sarah Palin is that she is very bullish on the subject of drilling in Anwar. And again, that could be a double-edged sword. That'll play well to the Republican base, but is
right.
Something that she's going to be vulnerable on.
On environmental issues, she has a history of working for oil companies as a work person, not as a lobbyist or anything. Really, I think what we see with Palin is a real good publicity grabbing pick. It certainly got everybody's attention. But her background is one where she's very strong on pro-life issues. So after all the talk about maybe going with a pro-choice nominee, he really nailed this by coming back to the pro-life base. She also has an extremely strong record on ethics and ethics reform, including opposing the Bridge to Nowhere in her own state from her own Senator Ted Stevens. And so in that sense, she's a great match with John McCain for ethics reform, opposition to pork barrel projects, and so on. The downside to her is she's only been in office for 2 years. She was elected in 2006. And except for being mayor of a small town, she has no other political experience. And serving on some government commissions. And so I think the problem for the McCain campaign here is going to be convincing the public that she has the qualifications to step in as president if she had to. That, of course, has been a problem for Republicans in the past as not being prepared to become president.
The fact that – I'm sorry.
Sorry. I was going to get the real contrast is going to be between her 2 years in office and Joe Biden's 30 years in office. That's an interesting reversal of the contrast between Barack Obama's few years in the Senate and John McCain's long term in the Senate. And so in a kind of strange way, the McCain campaign may have given back to Obama some defense for why lack of years in Washington is not the worst thing.
Given her strong conservative credentials, it seemed unlikely that this pick would get many disillusioned Hillary Clinton backers to pick the McCain ticket.
I think it's going to be inevitable that people say they picked a woman because they wanted to get the Hillary backers, but you couldn't find someone more different from Hillary in terms of liberalism versus conservatism. This is a solid conservative pick, but with a nice ethics reform side to it and anti-pork barrel. So I think on those scores, the McCain campaign has landed it, but not by appealing to Clinton supporters.
And lastly, in the media, of course, we make a big deal out of vice presidential picks, but when it's time to cast the ballot, are the VP picks really a major concern or consideration for voters?
They're not a major concern. You have had some cases, and Dan Quayle in 1988 would be an example of that, where a vice president seemed minimally qualified for the presidency, and that was some small drag on the ticket. If Biden's pick helped the Obama ticket, this pick, at least on the experience side, doesn't help the McCain campaign. But McCain may well be betting that his long experience more than makes up for her lack of experience. and the compatibility with her on issues, and especially her appeal to social conservatives, may make up for any lack of experience.